Mid-August is in many households a time when the air conditioning runs a lot. Among other things, that puts more strain on the energy grid. That's why a number of utilities, including some in Wisconsin, are offering programs to consumers with smart thermostats like Nest or Ecobee. At times of high energy demand, the utility can, with your permission, lower the air conditioning a bit, or in the winter, turn your heat down a few degrees. The consumer then gets money back for participating. Joining me with more on what are called demand response programs is Stacey Higginbotham. She's a longtime reporter on technology and creator of the Internet of Things podcast, as well as the website and newsletter Stacey on IoT. And Stacey, you participated in one of these programs. So once you're enrolled, what happens?
Sure. It's actually really easy. And I was a part of Austin Energy's program, and they have had that since 2013. So I don't live there now. But when I was part of it, you would get an email during the day and it would say, hey, we're going to have a demand response incident. And you would have the option to say, oh my gosh, no, it's too hot. Or you would just be like, okay. Really, most of the time we opted in. But if you've got plans, like you're going to have a party or something, you just don't participate for that day.
Is there a statement in place where they'll say, well, we won't change it more than a few degrees here or there?
It would change it up to, I think, 4 degrees above the set temperature.
So they're emphasizing that you still have ultimate control over whether the thermostat goes up or down or not. But there will still likely be many people who are skeptical of giving control of the thermostat over to the utility. What has the participation rate been like for a program like this?
That's a really good question. And we don't have a lot of data that's up to date on this. But way back in 2017, the Association for Energy Services Professionals, they actually found that participation rates for demand response programs were from 1% to 80%, and the average participation was 17%. It sounds like a lot of people don't really want to do it, but I don't really understand why, because as someone who's done it, it's not intrusive.
You've also reported on the ways that Ecobee in particular has partnered with researchers who use the data for efficiency purposes and other benefits. What has the data been used for?
Sure. So Ecobee created this program to let academic researchers try to understand home heating and cooling and the effect it has on energy usage. They've also done some work with people who are doing things on indoor air quality. Things like indoor air quality are such hot topics right now. And thanks to Ecobee, we actually have hard data on how indoor air quality can change with temperature and air movement within the home.
Devices like these thermostats are called smart home devices for obvious reasons, but really what you're describing sounds more like the beginnings of smart energy grid or smart cities. That may be far into the future, but are utilities and municipalities starting to think about or maybe even build toward these much more interconnected systems?
I want to say yes, but here in the U.S., we haven't been as forward-thinking. There is a project in Austin called the Pecan Street Project where they have built, because it was a new build, homes that communicate back and forth to the grid in a lot of different ways, and that has helped. But really what you see are programs in other parts of the world where there are really innovative things. Like there is a community in Australia that is both generating their own energy from solar panels and then also sharing blockchain-based credits back and forth so neighbors can share energy with each other and still get credit for it. So there are some really crazy cool things happening, but here in the U.S., we're a little bit more conservative with this stuff.
Stacey, thanks so much.
Happy to be here.